Welcome to the Pretty Picklers podcast, where we empower women to feel more confident on and off the pickleball court. Get ready for tips and tricks from our favorite certified coaches, convos with the pros, game-changing fashion trends, and the latest on America's fastest-growing sport. Here's your host, Carrie Shannon. Now let's play, team.
Hi, team. Today, I'm here with Lindsay from Faye and Flory. She is the designer, creator, brains extraordinaire behind this amazing clothing brand. And I have to say, they're anything but boring. So welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I absolutely love your designs. So I was so excited that you agreed to come on the Pretty Pickler podcast today. A big part of the brand for Pretty Picklers is really all about our fashion. So I thought it would be helpful to have someone in the industry that could speak a little bit about up-and-coming fashions, but also kind of go backwards too. And when I heard your story when we spoke on the phone that time about how you started your brand, I was definitely like, she's the one that has to come on and talk to us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I wish I could give some insight into fashion, but unfortunately, that's not really my background. It just kind of, and what I told you about how I sort of came upon doing this business was just sort of an organic thing that happened. And of course, I can bore you with that story if you want to hear it, but you know it already. So
yes, I am sure our listeners would really love to hear the story.
Yeah. I mean, the brief version is it started out as a tennis clothing company. I was working on Wall Street for most of my career. And hadn't played till I played in high school and was working in New York and started having kids and everything. And then, so tennis kind of was out of my life for a while. And I picked it back up on maternity leave and started playing a lot. Then I became pregnant with my second child and my tennis team was advancing to sectionals and regionals and the season was going on and I was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And, you know, at 6-7 months pregnant at sectionals, I was like, I am not paying $80 for a skirt that I'm going to wear once. That is just not what I'm going to do. So, you know, you get a little nuts when you're pregnant and you think you can do anything. So I went to Joann Fabrics, got some, you know, the stretchiest fabric I can find, which happened to be black with white skulls on it. And I YouTubed how to sew a skirt and did that and wore it. You know, the big pregnant lady in skulls got some attention at the tournament. So, you know, and then people were like, ah, you should do it further. You should start making that and, you know, start making a business out of it. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. You know, and fast forward a little bit, it kind of happened organically. I got introduced to some people that had the production and stuff that they had already done. And it went from there and it grew pretty fast. And it was mostly Northeast. And then we got some reps and they started selling. And then we got our website. And, you know, we've sold in all 50 states kind of organically. We don't put a lot of money into marketing, or at least we hadn't the first couple of years. And then we moved down to North Carolina in 2017 and picked up pickleball, which we had never really heard of before. It just wasn't that big up in the North when we were there. And then it just went from there. We kind of noticed, you know, pickleball is an up and coming sport. And there was a lot of discussion about the fact that when we got introduced to some people that it doesn't really have an identity as far as clothing, you know, it's kind of you wear tennis clothes on the pickleball court or you wear whatever you want, you know? So we're like, well, let's create an identity for pickleball and redirect our marketing a little bit. And then we started talking to pros and started sponsoring them. We sponsor Lee and Annalie Waters, Martina Coakley, and Michelle Esquivel. So that's where we are now. We are fully immersed in pickleball and we are obsessed with it like everybody else. And we probably play, you know, my husband and I 10 hours a week and I haven't picked up a tennis racket in a year. And that's pretty much it.
Wow. This is an amazing story, but let's just back up a little bit. So the name, Faye and Flory, would you tell everybody how you came up with that name?
So Faye is my daughter and we didn't know my second child. We didn't know if we were going to have a boy or girl. And we were going to name her, if it was a her, Flory, because Faye and Flory and Bella were great aunts on my dad's side. And he came out a boy and his name is Decker, and Faye and Decker did not sound good. So my sister and I kind of brainstormed a little bit and we came up with Faye and Flory, and that was the one that stuck.
I love the name and I love the story behind all of that. So yeah. When you were first drawn to the black skulls, when you went, you know, to the fabric store to make your own, was that something that you liked or that was just available?
No, you know, it was, I don't know. I think when you're pregnant, you get a little wacky, a little creative, your creative juices, maybe you're flowing a little bit or something, but I was definitely drawn to it because I was sick of the kind of one-dimensional, one-color skirts. everyone was wearing a Lululemon skirt. That was a thing at the time. You know, everyone has the one with the ruffles in the back. And so we were sort of like, you know, what if I did a skirt that's, I was kind of like, if I did a skirt like that and had some pleats. And so I kind of learned how to pleat some stuff. And I found myself just going back and looking for more fabrics and different things. And the skulls was, something drew me to the skulls. And we ended up putting that in our first run. We had four different colorways, three different skirt silhouettes. And it was really popular for a long time because it was, you know, there wasn't anything out there that was that wacky. And, you know, when you started looking at tennis and seeing what Serena was wearing, you know, she was always very edgy. It was evolving to something a little bit more loud, a little bit more crazy, a little bit more creative. So I kind of went with the flow and people were responding to it.
I was drawn to your brand because I love the camo and I love your whole camo line. So I happen to have that. You know, I would just say, like, looking at your brand, you've got the camo, you've got plaid, you've got the skulls, you've got a lot of other things available rather than just your basic white tennis skirt.
Yes, yes. That was another thing with the whites was up in the north, a lot of the clubs that we were playing at when we were doing the interclub tennis was whites, you know, they had a white minimum, basically, you know, it was either 80-20 or 90-10, or sometimes the one I grew up going to was completely white. You couldn't even have a logo anywhere. So the way that we make the clothes is a process called dye sublimation, where we start out with white fabric and we put the print on top of it. You kind of heat stamp the print on top of it. So the first variation of the whites was we did a white on a faded, kind of like a really faded white. So it was a contrast, and we did paisley, we did skulls, we did a white plaid, but all these things that if you went to a club that required you to wear white clothing, you could get away with, but it was so much less boring than just a plain white skirt. It had something on it where you kind of had to look close and be like, what is that? Is that, we did a white camo. So we did that for a while. But then once we moved down to the South, I was like, you don't require whites down here. What? And everyone's like, no, it's all color. It's all everything. So then we kind of got away from the whites a little bit and were able to be a little bit more creative and get, you know, focus more on some loud, bright colors.
I also love your rainbow design. I just have to say, there's a friend of mine and we have sort of a special sign and it's the rainbow. So I had bought that skirt for her. Hi, Danielle. And I know that she loves it and she'll be wearing it and thinking about that special sign. So that was amazing. How do you come up with your ideas for these new designs and fabrics?
Well, we have, it just kind of happens organically when we see the response to one thing like the camo. We started with just a plain camo and the response was so great to that. We're like, let's do it in a different colorway. Let's try blues and let's try, you know, we did pinks this year and then we did a black camo and they still sell well. So we keep kind of adding to that. Although I'm getting a little sick of looking at camo at this point because we have so many of them, but you know, people like them and they look great on teams. The ideas just kind of come from feedback and inspiration, things you look at, colors that you're feeling for the season. For the pickleball players, what we do with them is they are designing their own lines. So we have the Waters line, the Martina line, and the Michelle line. And what they have done is they come up with their ideas, prints that they like, colors that they like. They send me ideas. They send me pictures. We put it into graphic designs and we come up with a rendering of a skirt that kind of mimics what they gave us. And that's what you're seeing out there when you look at the Waters and you see these cloud purple lightning and skulls, and that's all their ideas. So we take their ideas, we put it from their brains onto our skirts and out on the court.
I love what you're doing because I love how you are actually taking the feedback from the players and sort of incorporating into your brand. And it does feel personal and it feels genuine, you know, that comes through and it looks great on them because they sort of designed it. So you can tell that they're feeling really great about it.
Yeah, it's awesome because there's so many different opinions too. The Waters like to be a little bit more loud. Michelle likes a little bit more solids. You know, Martina's somewhere in the middle. She's a little bit more girly, like some kind of lighter colors. So there's a good variety. You can purchase them through ordering. We don't actually carry the pickleball line on our website right now, but there will be outlets to get the clothes retail soon.
I've been looking.
Yeah, it's a little bit in process, but you can order. There is a link and it will be up on the website eventually where you can go in, you put in your order and it goes right to our factory. They produce it and then they send it to you. It usually takes about 3 to 4 weeks. So you can get the skirts. We just don't carry them in stock on our website. It's an order process.
One thing that you said, and I wanted to back up on, which I didn't even realize until last time we spoke and I kind of went and looked, your skirts are just printed, as you said, I think you call it sublimation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Sublimation. Okay. Yep.
So that mm-hmm. the the front is actually printed, but the back is solid. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. So the back is white and the front, or the, you know, the outer color will be solid. And we actually do that for our tops as well. Everything is a sublimation because that was just sort of how we got into it. But the cool thing about that is you don't get married to one thing for the season. Like, you know, you find one print and you have to use it. You buy rolls of that fabric and then you have to use it in the shirts and the shorts and the skirts and the this and the that, and everything's kind of that one color. We don't really do it that way. We don't stick with one colorway or, you know, one print for the season. We kind of just are constantly coming up with new stuff and put it out there. So there's no, we don't really go by the seasons of, you know, spring line, fall line. We just keep coming up with stuff and just putting it out as soon as we get it out there.
I think that's great. So one of the challenges I have as the founder of the Pretty Picklers and trying to keep in mind the 120 girls that we now have on our team is everyone has a different idea of what the perfect skirt is for them. And some of the girls like tanks, and some of the girls like tees, and some girls like A-line, and some like a shorter hemline. So how did you come up with, you know, which patterns and designs will look best on a woman?
So originally my tennis team in New York was the inspiration for everything that we designed. So if you notice, like, everything, the skirts are all have names: Holly, Lisa, Jean.
Yeah. Dale. I was going to ask you about that. I did.
Yeah. So those were all my tennis buddies up in New York. And, you know, I sort of based it off of like what they wore or kind of skirts that they kind of gravitated towards. So I named those and we made five different silhouette skirts that we thought would kind of cover the gamut of women's bodies, which are all different and all beautiful and all, you know, we all have our own opinions of what we like to wear and what we're comfortable in. So we tried to make as many skirt designs as possible. And we know that there's a lot of opinions and you can't really please everybody, but we try our best to have a lot of options. We actually have this new process now that we're kind of beta testing a little bit, where you can go on and order any print that we've had in the past and put it on any skirt silhouette that we have. So if you really liked, you know, the pink camo, but you didn't like the skirt silhouettes that we put it on this year, you can go in and order it on a different skirt silhouette. So it's more of like a customized experience, and it's starting to get out there. We're kind of slowly rolling it out and seeing, testing it out and making sure people are okay with the process. But it's a cool way to kind of try to get exactly what you want from the brand, you know, with that, if we don't have it already on our website for you. And it's a good option for teams as well. I mean, that was another thing we found, that we outfit a lot of teams and women don't always want to wear pleats. And so we tried to offer prints in two different skirt silhouettes each kind of year. We would do two of each. So if you didn't like the Lisa style, you would be able to do it in the Holly style, or just kind of give some options for people that maybe didn't like one style or felt better in another one.
That's great. I would say some of the challenges that I have for the Pretty Picklers are that we will fall in love with the skirt. I'll buy it. 10 teammates see it and say, oh my gosh, I love that skirt. I'm going to go buy it. And they go to buy it. And then they find out it was just that season. So they can no longer get that. So that's, you know, that's kind of a bummer. But this sounds like it might work out that, you know, you could get it and you could even get it in your own silhouette.
Right. So we started finding that too. And that, you know, each year somebody would come back and go, oh, we have a new member or new, you know, a couple new members of the team. Do you guys still have it? Most of the time we still had a couple laying around so we could accommodate that. But now it's, if your team from 2 years ago wore the camo and you want to wear it again, or you have new members, you just go on and you can place the order for whichever skirt silhouette you want. And we usually give a 15% discount to teams that order, and we will pair it up with some shirts. We're doing a new process now. We'll create a store for you online for your teams. We can even custom design stuff for you guys. If that's, you know, the road you want to go down, it takes a little bit longer. It's a little bit longer process, but you know, if you want a skirt that's black and blue, we'll come up with a design for you. You approve it. And then we put it on a team store for you and match it up with some shirt colors and some different options. And then your team can go on and order it, and then it gets shipped right to you.
Wow. That sounds great. We will love that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So we have quite a few tournaments coming up now in the Northeast. As you said, it really wasn't that popular up here, and it was more popular in the South. I think that the sport is growing, and certainly in the Northeast, we've seen the explosion of pickleball, at least in New Jersey. And we're super excited that we have tournaments coming this way. Do you have any advice for the pickleball players, our listeners, as far as how to feel confident in your attire when you get out there on the pickleball court?
I mean, I will be completely honest. A lot of the time, do not like wearing my own stuff, because it's like, you know, working at McDonald's and having a cheeseburger for dinner every night. It just, you can't, you just, so I, you know, my preference is more for like black, dark, you know, I like to wear leggings a lot and we did leggings for a while, but that you know, it just, there's so many legging options out there that it, you know, it's not something that makes sense for us. But I think the most important thing is wearing something you gravitate towards and feel comfortable in. I mean, that's the number one thing, you know, not wearing something because it's trendy or someone tells you to, but wearing what makes you feel the best and play the best. And for me, it's, you know, it's other stuff besides my own stuff, even though I love my stuff, but I look at it all day. So I don't necessarily always want to wear it, but
it feels like work.
It does. You know, I'm kind of like, and then I start thinking about things like, oh, maybe I want to change this. I should do this. And it kind of distracts me. And, you know, pickleball for me is, I don't want to think about work when I'm playing pickleball. So, but yeah, I mean, it's always, women have a lot of options and I think you just got to wear what's comfortable for you.
You're in North Carolina now, correct?
I am. Yes.
It seems like this past week I've had a lot of interviews with West Coast people and we talk a lot about the whole fashion scene out there from a player's perspective. Even, you know, so is there a certain look you would say down in North Carolina that you'd say, oh, wow, you know, it's a little different down here. People are wearing blank.
That's a good question. I don't think so. Because again, you know, getting on the pickleball court, especially pickleball, tennis is a little different. I mean, tennis is pretty, people wear skirts and tank tops. I mean, that's, and it gets hot as anything down here in the summertime. But I wouldn't say there's really a trend. And especially in pickleball, since the demographic is so wide now, I mean, it's, you know, it generally was an older person's sport. But my neighbor and I play in the men's night here because, you know, it's like the women's night here is a little bit more, it's a little older, it's a little slower. And we like to get out there. We don't want to be treated softly. We want them to hit the ball hard and, you know, and have good intense points. So we play a lot with the men and they don't care what they wear. That's what I found, which is part of the reason we did not venture into men's yet, is because I don't know how much they actually care from what I've seen, most of them. But again, the way, you know, the women I see, it's a lot of skirts. It's just, it's a very tennis kind of, you know, it's a transition. You take your tennis clothes and you go on the pickleball court. And, you know, again, what we did was just take the identity and put it on something else. It's kind of the same clothes. There's nothing different about it. You don't really need too many ball pockets. You're not carrying an extra ball around. I mean, we still have all of our skirts have compression shorts underneath with leg grip. So if you do want to put a ball in there, it can, you know, it can do that. But there's really no difference in between our tennis clothing and our pickleball clothing. It's the same thing, but it's who's wearing it that kind of makes the difference and the marketing that makes a difference. So that's kind of, I don't see a whole lot of difference between pickleball and tennis, although tennis is much more traditional and pickleball is kind of taking tennis on a little bit, but people can wear kind of whatever they want, I think, for pickleball for now.
Yeah. I see girls in shorts here. Mm-hmm. Now that seems to be a thing. So on the West Coast, they were talking about shorts and mm-hmm. the higher socks, which is not my look, but I right. certainly have a lot of respect and admiration for people that can pull that off because yeah. I can't.
I agree.
I mean, I'm more of a skirt person, although the past few days I have been wearing leggings because it's been a little chillier here. But yeah. I also do like that comfort of knowing that I can put an extra ball in mm-hmm. when I need to. So I feel a little yeah. lost when I have the leggings on, like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. You know, I want to have yeah. a spot for a ball and, you know, you have to chase one down if you should need it. And so I really prefer a skirt and a tank.
Well, you know, the skirts are a good option for pickleball too, because you're bending down like so much, you're getting down low for those ding shots and you're at the net and you're kind of stretching around and everything. And if you have the compression shorts underneath and you have a skirt overlay, you don't have to worry about, you know, something thinning in the back and see through. And it kind of gives you like a little bit more motion than I think like leggings or shorts where you're kind of stretching that when you're getting down, you're squatting down low. I think skirts are, I mean, I wear them for running. I wear them for working out. I don't like wearing shorts when I'm running and have stuff, you know, kind of ride up and get caught on your thighs and you're constantly pulling. And that's what we thought, the leg grip was a really important component of it, because keeping stuff in place is so much more comfortable than constantly tugging at things. And I was finding that a lot of the shorts underneath the skirts were getting shorter and shorter. And I was getting older and older, and I did not want shorter and shorter. I wanted stay in place where you're supposed to and you know, keep everything in.
No, I think your skirts are very flattering. And I do feel like they have almost like a little bit of a compression feel because of the yeah. under. And I appreciate that. So
It was, we did model the waistband was a big part of it when we were in the design process for that. It's a 4-inch waistband and it's elastic free. So, and this is on all the skirts. There's nothing in there. There's no little elastic line that will dig in. And it's meant to pull up over the problem area, the mommy area, you know, the area that's tough to hide sometimes and can get a little ripply. So you pull it up over that area. It makes a nice smooth silhouette. You put this shirt over it and it's nice and smooth looking. So that was a big part of it too, because when I was going through this whole process and after having a baby and then, you know, two babies, it was like, this, you know, the old stuff's not working anymore. Let's try something else. So we came up with that and we've carried it through and we're actually just about to launch some shorts. We will have 3 different versions of shorts, a longer one with some pockets, shorty short for those who like to, you know, the shorter ones, and some compression shorts for the younger set.
No, that's great, because we actually have younger and younger people joining our team.
Yeah.
And they have said to me, oh, I don't want to wear a skirt. Mm-hmm. And I say, you don't have to wear a skirt. And I mean, some people even say to me, I don't want to wear pink.
Yeah.
You know, I love pink, but not everybody does. So right. I'm like, there's really no requirement to be in here that you have to wear a certain thing. But I do, that is one thing I hear a lot is that they prefer to wear the shorts, especially coming into the summer. So that would be amazing if the shorts sort of corresponded to something else that those of us that like skirts mm-hmm. are wearing.
And that'll be something that we can add on to our team store where you have, you know, we'll add the shorts on there and then you can get, if you want, you know, your team is doing the pink swirl print for the season, you can do pink swirl on the shorts if you want. And you can just have them.
That's great.
Yeah, there's a big variety of things that we'll be able to offer teams to have them, again, feel more comfortable, because not everyone feels comfortable in a skirt or shorts and you want to have choices.
Yeah. So the one thing that all the pretty picklers love is obviously pickleball, but very, very close second is the fashion and the apparel. And some people are always, you know, they didn't even join the team. They're like, okay, where can I get the stuff?
Yeah.
So I love it.
It's amazing. I mean, it's not, I'm surprised and I don't want to say this out loud, but I'm surprised that more of these companies are not sort of starting to focus on clothing for pickleball. And I think it's just flying under the radar for a little bit longer before it explodes. And, you know, all the big guys come in and start marketing as, and, you know, maybe even picking up players and sponsoring them. But we'd like to get in there and at least be in there for a little while before they come in and blow us out.
No, you definitely are. I mean, I see the presence that you have in the pickleball community. So you're obviously not sewing these things yourself anymore.
No.
How did you find someone that could kind of take this project over and run with it?
So it was, again, kind of something that happened. My husband was at work and he was talking to somebody and said, oh, my wife's just, you know, she's started this line of tennis clothes and, you know, we're looking to try to find manufacturers. And at that time it was a lot of manufacturers going on in China. And somebody in his office knew some guys out in Long Island that were doing sort of the same thing that I was doing, but for lacrosse and I think for wrestling as well. And they had done all the legwork. They were about 4 years ahead of me. They had done the legwork. They had found manufacturing and they had like a small kind of office manufacturing in Long Island. So I got in touch with them, went out to them, brought all my horribly sewn skirts, which at that time was, I don't know, probably 20 different crazy looking things. And I said, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to try to create a different look for tennis and, you know, just have a little business and I'd love your help. And they said, okay, you can sort of piggyback on our manufacturing. And, you know, and that's when things get a little bit nuts, because when you're doing things in another country, and in my experience was China, there's really high minimums that you have to order. So you're taking a chance. You're taking a chance on yourself by putting your capital in and hoping that you get it back. And luckily for us, it worked out. And then a couple of years later, they had switched their manufacturing to Dominican Republic. We kind of switched factories a little bit and it was a nice seamless transition. So it's much better. The factory that we work with now is amazing. They do a great job. They're very good on quality, timing, and working with us when we have new ideas. And they do everything in-house for us. They have a pattern maker, they have a graphic designer, they do all the printing, cutting, sewing, everything there. So it's all in one place now, which is nice.
Oh, that's great. So speaking of that, I know I've fallen in love with certain outfits and then it seems like I wash them once and they're falling apart. So do you have any special instructions for how you feel like people should care for their pickleball outfits or tennis apparel?
Ideally, you're supposed to kind of not put them in the dryer and, you know, lay them out and do all this. I don't do that. And I don't want the headache of doing that. So we work with fabrics that are athletic fabrics that do not need to be treated kindly. You can get sweaty in them, get dirty, wash them, put them in the dryer. And, you know, if they get a little wrinkly, you can seam them out or put them in the, you know, on the non-wrinkle cycle or something. But they're meant to be worn and abused. And I didn't want to make clothes that were delicate. We're not a $150 high fashion skirt. We are a, you know, $60 to $78 get dirty. It'll last. And, you know, it's a good quality product that it's not going to fade is the other thing with dye sublimation. It does not ever fade. So you don't have to worry about that. And I have not had many complaints about stretching or anything, you know, kind of coming out. If for some reason there is a defect in it, we'll replace it immediately. No questions asked. You know, I'm pretty happy with the quality and how you can kind of abuse the skirts and have them, you know, keep their shape and their color.
Yeah, I have to say, because I have some of your products, the quality seems really high. I couldn't imagine it falling apart if I did throw it in the dryer, you know, so I appreciate that. And I think it's probably because you're a busy mom and you don't have the time to spend to start sorting things out. And you probably made something that you knew would be okay if you did throw it in the dryer.
Right. That's exactly right. I don't have the desire or the time to lay things flat and wait for them to dry. I want things to get done and then go back in the drawer and be ready to wear when I go to have them.
And know it's in good shape for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, are we only finding Faye and Flory on your website, or can we purchase it other places?
So we are in probably, I don't know, it's got to be over 100 country clubs and shops around the country. It's a lot of East Coast, up and down the East Coast, you know, kind of from Vermont all the way down to Florida. We have stuff in stores. We did list it on our website for a while where you could go in. I don't know, because we're actually in the process of redoing the website right now. So we may have that up there again. We will have some people selling it online, and we're not quite going to announce those names yet, but there will be some places you can get it online besides my website. And then, you know, again, if there's anything that anyone can't get on the website and wants, all you have to do is hit the contact us button, send me an email, ask if we have it. If we don't have it, we can order it. You know, you can pretty much get anything you want. It just may take a little bit extra time. So if it's out of stock, definitely get in touch with us and ask me about it. And I will do everything I can to get you what you need.
Take it off of a mannequin.
I'll take it off. I'll call it in from a store. I mean, we can do that, you know, for somebody, if there's stores that have it, and I know someone has it, I can call them and ask them to ship it out. And, you know, we'll do that as much as we have to make sure the customer gets what they want.
That's great. And did I see that you were sponsoring one of the tournaments, or you have a tent at one of the tournaments?
We started doing that with the PPA. We sort of tested that out a little bit last year and decided that financially it didn't make sense for us to be a sponsor, because the other thing was the girls wearing our clothes there, that's kind of our marketing. So, you know, if they win or they get interviewed, they'll mention us. And that's kind of how we're going, rather than putting banners up and things like that. And, you know, we're doing a little bit of a social media push, try to take that a little bit more seriously. As much as I can't stand social media, I still have to, we have to do it.
Do you run your own social media?
No, I have somebody doing it for me. I cannot. I tried and it was abysmal, and I just cannot get my arms around it. So
you can only do so much. But you're taking over the world of pickleball and trying to play pickleball and be a mom and wife.
I mean, the last thing I want to do is be on my phone, you know, doing social media stuff after a long day. But we will have, the PPA is going to be carrying our stuff in their tent, the Dink tent, starting, I believe, in Georgia at the Georgia tournament. So I will be there. I'm planning on going down there, and they will have a good amount of clothes there, and you can purchase it at the tournament.
That's great. Do you ever play in any of the tournaments?
No, I do not have the stomach for competition like that anymore. I can't do it. It's just, I mean, I've tried once or twice and it was a disaster.
Okay. So how nerve-wracking is it for you to be watching some of these pickleball tournaments when your sponsored players are playing in them?
I mean, it's, you know, it's exciting because I'm not a big sports fan where it's like, you know, we like the Giants, but that's always like a disappointment. And, you know, that's really the only sports that I watch. And when these guys play in tournaments, it's like, you know, the whole weekend revolves around watching it and getting it up on the screen and logging on to whatever, however it's being broadcast. And it's like, it's exciting because there's just, you got some skin in the game. And I love watching the girls play, and I follow it on, you know, pickleball tournaments, and I'm seeing where, because you don't always get to see them play unless they get to kind of, you know, whatever matches they choose to broadcast. But it's exciting. It's I love watching them play in there, and it just makes me feel good that they're out there and they're playing well and they're wearing our stuff, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it must be so exciting to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of, you know, of course I want them to win, but it's like, it's just seeing them up there is a thrill for me.
So are the girls wearing anything special in the Open that's upcoming this week?
I think everyone has what they're going to be wearing. I usually try to talk to them and see what they're wearing so I can maybe do a little push on it on social media. And, you know, again, it depends how far they get into the tournament. It's sweaty. They change. So they like to have a couple different options. But there's like, you know, some of them like to wear the same thing all day. Others like to do some changes. So we try to give them enough options that they have enough things that they can change into. But again, like anyone, they start getting, you know, they wear one thing too many times. They're like, okay, let's go to the next thing now. We're like, all right, great. Let's create some new stuff. So we've got some stuff in the works for upcoming tournaments. But I think for the US Open, they'll probably be in the stuff that we've been seeing them in for the last, you know, two to three tournaments.
Okay. Well, the New Jersey Open is going to be in August. So I'm hoping maybe I see you there, or at least some of the outfits.
That would be fun. What is that? When is that in August, and where is it?
It's in Hamilton, New Jersey. We have two sanctioned tournaments coming. Actually, three in this area, and they're all in August.
That's awesome. I will be up there in August, so I may have to hop in on that.
Good. Well, I have a feeling there's going to be some shopping going on after this.
Well, that would be great. You know, and I do want to give everyone a code. If they go to the website and they put in the code Pretty Picklers with an S, they will get 15% off their order.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. We didn't talk about that ahead of time. That's a great
honor.
No, I will take it. No one's going to complain. Thank you. I have a cute little quick lightning round I always do at the end with some of our guests. So I just want to do it if you're up for this.
Let's do it.
Okay. Skulls or camo?
Oh, gosh. Camo.
Pickleball or tennis?
Oh, pickleball.
Tee or tank?
Tank.
No show or show socks?
No show.
Sneakers or flip-flops?
Flip-flops.
Florida or California?
Florida.
Summer or spring?
Spring.
Shorts or skirt?
God, that's a tough one. I want to say shorts, but I'm going to say skirt.
Okay. And Giants or Yankees?
Giants.
I heard that from you. So, oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for talking with us. This has been a great interview. And
thank you for having me.
Really learned a lot. And I'm really excited about seeing how your brand is going to grow. And I'm very proud to represent it anytime I'm wearing it too.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And thanks for all you're doing for pickleball to get it up in the Northeast, because they need it up there.
Yeah, it's been great. All right. Take care, Lindsay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Pretty Picklers podcast. We hope this episode inspired you to get out and play. Be sure to follow the podcast to get weekly tips that will have you feeling like the queen of the court. Check us out on Instagram at Pretty Picklers, or head to our website for more ways to get involved at www.prettypicklers.com. See you on the court.